Hey there, awesome humans. Welcome back to Mind Training, Daily Stoic Wisdom for Resilience. I'm your host, Taylor Reed, and if you're feeling a little heavy today, like maybe a grudge or two is weighing you down, then buckle up, buttercup, because we're diving headfirst into the beautiful practice of forgiveness. Ever felt that knot in your stomach, that tightness in your chest when something unfair happened? You know that feeling when resentment starts bubbling up, threatening to take over your whole day? Yeah, I've been there too. Holding on to anger and bitterness is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It's harmful, it's exhausting, and it keeps us stuck in the past. That's where forgiveness comes in, not as a sign of weakness, but as a powerful act of self-care. Think about it. Forgiveness isn't about condoning what happened, it's about releasing yourself from its grip. It's about choosing to let go of the anger, resentment, and pain that's holding you back. So, how do we actually practice forgiveness? Here are 5 key things to remember. 1. Recognize that forgiveness is a choice. It's not something that happens overnight, it's an ongoing process. Some days will be easier than others, but the important thing is to keep choosing forgiveness, even if it feels tough. Remember, you're in control of your own emotions. Choose joy and peace over bitterness and anger. 2. Understand that forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting. It's okay to remember what happened, but don't let those memories define you or control your present actions. Think of it like this. You acknowledge the event, learn from it, and then move on. Letting go doesn't mean wiping the slate clean, it means allowing yourself to heal and grow. 3. Focus on the benefits of forgiveness. Holding on to anger and resentment can be incredibly draining. It robs you of joy, peace, and even your physical well-being. Forgiveness, on the other hand, can bring a sense of liberation, lightness, and emotional healing. It opens up space for compassion, understanding, and growth both in yourself and others. 4. Practice empathy. Try to see things from the other person's perspective. Were they hurting? Were they acting out of fear or insecurity? Understanding the motivations doesn't excuse their actions, but it can help you develop compassion and make forgiveness a little easier. 5. Be patient with yourself. Forgiveness is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, moments of progress and moments where you feel stuck. Be kind to yourself, celebrate your victories, and remember that every step towards forgiveness is a step towards healing and growth. Let me tell you about a time when this really hit home for me. A few years back, I had a major falling out with a close friend. It was messy, hurtful, and left me feeling angry and betrayed. For months, I held onto that anger, replaying the events over and over in my head. But eventually, I realized that this wasn't serving me. I started practicing forgiveness, not for them, but for myself. I recognized that their actions were a reflection of their own pain and struggles, and I chose to release the resentment that was holding me back. It wasn't easy, but as I let go of the anger, I felt a weight lift from my shoulders. The knot in my stomach loosened, and I could finally move forward with peace and clarity. Think about it. Forgiveness isn't just about them, it's about you reclaiming your power, healing your wounds, and opening yourself up to greater joy, love, and connection. So, there you have it, 5 powerful steps to start practicing forgiveness today. Remember, this is a journey, not a race. Be kind to yourself, celebrate the small victories, and know that every step towards forgiveness brings you closer to emotional healing and a more fulfilling life. Now, I want to hear from you. Have you ever struggled with forgiveness? What's one thing you can do today to start practicing it? Share your thoughts in the comments below or send me a DM on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, keep training that mind and cultivating resilience.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.